If it's just after 10 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, that means it's time for Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause. Willie has the website, sportingacause.com. That's where you'll find a chronological list of events that are coming up that are all sports-related and also fundraising-related. But let's go to Willie right now, because he must be a tired individual, because once again, those Salisbury Winter Sports Association people were out with a tradition in our area this weekend, and that is the ski swap and sail. And Willie, you feeling strong this morning?
No, a little dragging a little bit, Marshall, but happily so. The years slow me down, but we were really pumped by the success of the ski swap this year. I'll get to that in a moment, because it's certainly worthy of comment. Typically December is a quiet month. There might be 18 events that I have throughout the month, but virtually all the events are gone. With the shuttering of the Norfolk Curling Club, except for the members, all of their bond spiels and learn to curl events that are fundraisers, they've all been canceled. The youth hockey leagues, of which there are two in the immediate area, they always hold a couple of major tournament fundraisers. Those are gone. The high schools, they're a hotbed of fundraising year whenever school's in session, but those basketball and hockey fundraisers, alumni games, they're all gone. Everything is gone. I have one event left in December, and that's it. I'll talk about that for a minute. The 22nd annual Norfolk Pub Run is scheduled to be in person next Saturday. That's the 19th, or two Saturdays from now, the 19th. It starts at the Norfolk Town Hall. That comes with a $30 entry fee, and that will be run with what has become really the standard protocol these days. Registration is in advance. You can't register and hang around the registration table that morning. Masks have to be worn at the beginning of the race. Then you can take them off. The starts are staggered with five or six runners heading out every 10 seconds or so. And having said that, I'll say that this is information for the moment. This race, like so many others, can change even at the last minute. A perfect example of that is the Jingle Bell Run from Litchfield. That's a long-time popular run that was supposed to be run Saturday. At the last second, they just decided they couldn't do it. With the way things are degrading, I guess that's the right word, with the pandemic, and they just decided they were going to have it in person. They decided to cancel it. They hope to run it virtually in the near future, but that's the way things are going. People are desperate to run their events, so they hold out as long as they possibly can before they decide. But on the other hand, the SWASA ski swap was held yesterday at the Lakeville Hose Company. It's become a popular event. And I think, Marshall, this provides kind of an interesting study in contrast between like the run that was canceled and our event that was hugely popular this year, both of which really are affected by the pandemic. And while the race was, the Jingle Bell Run was canceled, our ski swap broke all records for attendance, sales, and everything else. Now, we debated, we SWASA directors debated whether or not we should even hold the swap this year because of, for obvious reasons. But we decided we could do it. The Lakeville Hose Company, they're fantastic. More than giving us the facility for the day, they move all their trucks out, and they move more of them out. We expanded the sales space so people could distance themselves. Mask wearing, of course, was required, and everybody did it. I did not say of the many hundreds of people who passed through during those 4 hours, I never saw a person without a mask. You take care of things. You have sanitation materials all over the place. Merchandise was spread out further. We were letting 25 people in at a time. People stood in line for hours. I mean, literally hours outside in the rain, and all with good humor. A woman came in. She said, I only stood outside for an hour, and she was happy about it. And this is heartening to me because it seems like maybe people are getting used to the way things are, and maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe it should sadden us that we're starting to get used to wearing masks. But at least for the time being, people are doing what they should and starting to feel okay about it. And it's what is clear is that people are anxious to get out and do something safe during the wintertime. There's a man who has a company who brings new winter equipment to our swap to supplement our used equipment. He does 40 sales a year. Ours is one of them. And he said that all of the sales, every single one of those sales, has increased, huge increases in attendance over previous years. And it's clear that people are just interested in getting out and doing something. It's just like golf enjoyed a resurgence in popularity this summer. People are clearly interested in participating in skiing and cross-country skiing and skating with their families. I mean, the skating rinks are shut down, but maybe people start shoveling snow off ponds like we used to in the old days so that they can skate. And I noticed that we sold a lot of cross-country equipment this year, maybe more than in other years, because it's such a solitary pursuit. But even downhill skiing, just like golf, can be done safely, and people are starting to realize that. So, while the pandemic takes some things away, it giveth in others, and people are trying to sort out and find out what they can do to maintain their sanity and enjoy the outdoors. And other than that, that's about it. The 1st and 2nd of January, Marshall, it's not in December, is SWASA is still planning on holding our junior jump camp. Stay tuned for that, because like everything else, things can change. We have a number of children coming, and although it's outdoors, there's an indoor element too. So we're going to play that by ear, keep people informed. There's interest already. People are starting to call about it, so that'll be a subject of our future show. So that's it. Things have slowed down drastically, but still there's hints of hope.
You know, it's interesting when you mention about when the Bargain Barn reopened after the shutdown, we put rules in effect that are still in effect to this day, no more than 5 to 7 people in the store at a time. One person per family, because normally families would come in together. And the Bargain Barn, it is a fundraiser. But what it also is, and what most people didn't realize and why we decided to keep it is a community gathering spot where people from the community, especially on Saturdays, love to come in and talk with one another, mm-hmm. and stay in the store.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, when we first opened up, we were apprehensive of how many people, but nobody complained. And slowly and steadily, the Bargain Barn has returned to as close to normal as it's going to be. But the people all wear masks. The people all use the sanitizers that we have around there. The staff and the volunteers all take temperature checks and use sanitizers and thoroughly have to go through and clean everything. And we're even now able to accept donations on a much slower basis. So if people just bear down like that, I think throughout the rest of the country, I think we could see a major change in the way things are going. But we're very lucky around here where most people really care about their neighbors, and not only do they protect themselves, but they protect their neighbors. And it's important to nonprofits like you, like us, like any nonprofit, because the bulk of what we do is pure fundraising.
You brought up a good point. When you only let so many people in at a time, that means somebody has to go before somebody else can come in. And one of our concerns at the ski swap was that, unlike Le Bon's, where they're limiting the people who come in, maybe someone's coming in for a sandwich or a gallon of milk and then leaving. People come to the ski swap; they got their families with them, and they're outfitting them with all kinds of stuff, and it could be an hour or more. And in the meantime, people are waiting to get in. But people were very mindful of that when they came in. They sought out what they wanted, and they hustled. They didn't hang around. They made their purchases and left, so if somebody else could come in and. You know, that's part of the new normal where I guess we have to take care of each other. You know, and that might be one of the upsides of all this.
And your fundraiser like that is a lot like the Bargain Barn. People out there, especially in the pandemic, even more, kids grow year to year. Yeah. And it gets very expensive to outfit kids year to year to year to year.
Yeah.
Well, you offer a way for families to outfit people on a year-to-year basis and keep their costs probably at 50 or 60% less what they might be. And that's an important function in a time like this.
Yeah, there's one woman, a perfect example. It may be slightly atypical because we're selling new equipment, good used equipment. A woman came up to check out. She had a pair of cross-country boots, and she had a pair of cross-country skis already mounted with the bindings in really good shape. They hadn't been used much. The total bill was $15. So here's a woman who she basically outfitted herself. She didn't have poles, but she probably already had them, for a winter sport for $15. And those are the kind of bargains that we had. That's why so many people come. You know, it's become a tradition. A lot of people do their Christmas shopping there. But because one of the goals, of all things we do at SWASA year-round, this includes Jump Fest, I think I like the swap the best because, yeah, it's a fundraiser, we're making money, but so many people are able to participate in sports, often expensive sports, for very little money.
And you wouldn't exist if people didn't also make donations and leave the stuff that they don't sell for you to sell maybe at another year. I mean,
that's right. Absolutely. Yeah. No, it all works together, you know, for everybody's benefit.
Well, Willie, we'll speak to you next week and we'll see what's up on the horizon.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks so much as always.
All right. And have a great weekend, Willie.
Take care. You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause. Once again, the website is sportingacause.com.